Good morning and happy Sunday. It's Emma Jane and this is the Esteem Scene Show and this is Southend City Radio. Oh my goodness, Christmas is round the corner. Ha! It's the last Sunday before Christmas and I don't know how everyone is feeling, but I don't think we ever feel like we are ready. And if you do, congratulations. However, I don't think a lot of us do. And there's always a lot of pressure at Christmas, a lot of pressure. And this is what we are talking about this week. So stay tuned. Christmas, aye, that magical time of year when we convince ourselves that this will be the year everything runs smoothly. Spoiler alert, it won't, but this is half the fun. So somewhere between the fairy lights and the mince pies, we all get this strange idea that Christmas needs to be perfect. Perfect food, perfect vibes, perfect family harmony, perfectly achievable while being calm and well rested. Which, all of this is very impressive, considering December is basically just November, but colder and louder. So in real life, Christmas looks less like a Hallmark movie and more like laughing at the wrong moment, eating far too much food and definitely too much of one thing, forgetting where you put the sellotape and absolutely winging it completely and shouting the F word to the sellotape. And honestly, that is Christmas. the pressure to do it right can actually suck the joy straight out of it. But Christmas isn't actually a performance, and that's what needs to be remembered here. It's not a competition. No one's handing out awards for the best emotional stability under the fairy lights. So if your plans are loose and your house is noisy and your tree's leaning slightly to the left and you're mostly here for the snacks, well, congratulations. You're doing Christmas exactly as intended. And today on the Esteemed Scene Show, we are celebrating that.
Out behind the chicken coop, I found my Christmas tree. A busted hood from Bubba's Ford looked pretty good to me. Duct tape lights and shotgun shells hanging in the breeze. We're decking out this junkyard yard with diesel guarantees. Hey! Diesel bells rolling through the grime.
Reindeer piss or diesel, maybe both.
The sky lit up with backfire crack. The sleigh was just a truck. Santa yelled, y'all fix this road, then hollered, man, good luck. We waved him off with Roman candles howling through the smoke. And someone dropped a turkey leg inside the motor choke. Now we're singing carols loud with fists and open beers. Hey! Missy's got her boots on fire, but nobody interferes. Holy night is wild and full of grit. 'Cause redneck Christmas hits so hard, it cracks the toilet lid. Diesel bells rolling through the grime. Tailpipe blowing smoke and flame, we're raising hell this time. Diesel bells grinding all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a truck that shakes all day. Oh, 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 oh,
hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinos. row standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses like me too.
Amazing. All I want is a hippopotamus for Christmas. And Diesel Jingle Bells. I can't bring you the tacky stuff that you're hearing on the radio constantly. I have to bring you stuff that's a bit random because that's what Christmas is. So let's carry on about Christmas and how it kind of turns us all a little bit weird, really. Have you ever noticed that everyone gets a bit different? Normally, calm people start sort of stress whispering at 7 a.m. Normally, sensible people buy novelty napkins like it's a crucial life choice. And someone somewhere will cry over a potato. But this isn't personal failure. This is your brain on Christmas. So every week, I come to you with science to back the waffle. So Christmas hits the part of the brain that deals with memory and emotion. So all of the old stuff comes flooding in. Childhood excitement, traditions, expectations, and that one Christmas everyone still talks about. You know the one. Your brain goes, oh, it's an important time. I must feel things. And add to that, less sleep, more sugar, more alcohol, more people, more noise. And suddenly your nervous system is like, I don't know whether to celebrate or hide or do both. That's why you can feel excited and overwhelmed all at the very same time. And why you can love people deeply and need a break from them quite the same. And why you can be full of festive spirit 1 minute and Googling how long until January the next. None of this means anything is wrong. It just means you're human with a brain that's slightly overenthusiastic about Christmas. So if you feel a bit weird and a bit wobbly or a bit silly this time of year, congratulations, your brain is doing exactly what it's designed to do. So here's where Christmas mainly lands in the brain. So talk about the limbic system, the emotional bit. This includes the amygdala, the hippocampus, and all the surrounding areas. And this is why Christmas feels loaded with smells and songs and decorations. They go straight past logic into memory and emotion. And one whiff of pine or cinnamon or mince pies, and suddenly you're eight again, and you're somehow missing someone you loved. The hippocampus, memory and meaning, this part links Christmas to past experiences. It doesn't just remember what happened, it remembers how it felt. So Christmas becomes less about the day itself and more about trying. And it's trying to recreate a feeling from the past. So the prefrontal cortex, the expectations and pressure. This is the planning I should comparison part of the brain. So it should be magical. I should feel grateful. Everyone looks happier than me. That's where the pressure comes from. Not joy, but expectation. And obviously you have your dopamine pathways as well, which mainly kind of anticipation. But there is a lot of dopamine triggering during Christmas. You have your sugar, you have your alcohol, you have your people, you have meeting people, you have parties, you have sensations. It's all very overstimulating. But December does feel intense. Christmas Day can feel oddly flat in comparison sometimes, and that's okay too. And Boxing Day is your kind of emotional jet lag. But your oxytocin, connection and loss, this kind of brings the bonding hormone home. It increases when we're close to people, but it also highlights absence. So that's really, really difficult too. So love and loneliness often sit side by side at Christmas too. And you put all that together and your brain isn't thinking, it's Christmas, be happy. It's thinking, this time means something, pay attention. And that's why Christmas amplifies whatever is already there. Joy, grief, nostalgia, longing, irritation, love, fabulousness, all of it. Let's have some songs now. This includes one from Porky Pig himself, R2-D2, and let's hear a story about some Christmas cake.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. You feel so be blue. You're just thinking be about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear. If you're not here with me, and when those blue, it's snowflakes, it start falling. That's when those blue, memories, it start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas right. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I'll miss you. Christmas.
Otto, where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present. The Quaver Converter isn't complete yet. It isn't finished. Lock in your circuits again quickly. Merry Christmas.
As I sat at my windy last evening, the letter man brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Sure, I knew that the hooligan sent it, so I called round for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tattle
was a slice of Miss Hooligan's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, and citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust, it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure it would set up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake. Miss Hooligan, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she fell over Flanagan's Brogans and spilled a whole brewing of tea. Miss Daly fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake, while every man swore he was poisoned through eating Miss Hooligan's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust, it was nailed on with glue. There was caraway seeds in abundance, sure it would set up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake.
Well, you know, it's Christmas and we need to bring out the stuff that makes us happy. And I hope that's just made you smile, because it did me. So here we go. I think we need a confidence challenge, because we haven't had one for a couple of weeks. Here we go.
The one, the only Coffee Dance Challenge. Ta-da.
So every week I tell you to go and get your journal or the back of an envelope or open your phone up onto notes. And you can still do that this week. But this week I want to change the narrative. Instead of being all about well-being and really sitting there and thinking and looking deep into your soul, actually, we're going to do something a bit more fun this week. So, as I said earlier, Christmas can be stressful. We put a lot of pressure onto ourselves to be perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some, let's say, coffee dense Christmas dares to keep to yourself, just to make yourself snigger, chuckle, just in the moments where you think, oh, this is hard. And I hope they put smiles on your faces and give you a little cheeky glow for the day. So here's my ideas. Please do your own if you think of any that you feel are really, really awesome. And also write in and tell me what you've been up to on Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Eve, whenever these moments occur. So hide the Brussels. Hide that Brussels. If you are putting out the Christmas dinner on Christmas Day and someone really doesn't like a Brussels, I dare you to hide one or half a Brussels under something. Let's see if they notice. And if they don't, you can snigger to yourself forever that they probably actually ate it. If they're allergic, don't do it. But if they're not and they're just being picky, yeah, hide the Brussels. A jingle sneak attack. Tape a small bell inside someone else's sleeve or coat, and every time they move, they jingle and just smirk like a tiny elf mastermind. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Answer a question nobody asked. So randomly say things like, anyway, no, I don't think that would work in winter. And you know, you can watch their puzzled faces and just giggle to yourself, because you know what you're doing and they have no clue. Use one strange word all day. I mean, you could use festive, I don't know, or bold. Randomly just say, that's bold of you. Just keep using that one word. Just, it will make you smile. It will make you smile. Watch everyone else like a nature documentary. So in your head, you're narrating. Now here, the uncle circles the snacks. The room grows quiet. No one moves. This is not peace. This is digestion. Or literally, take a song from this Christmas Esteem Scene Show's playlist and explain to the family how this particular song by R2-D2 or Perky the Pig is so important to you in your life, in your traditions, in your culture, and how you feel that everybody should pay homage to said Christmas song. And also maybe have a secret favourite moment. One that you can keep in your heart and you can treasure for a long time. Search for these ones. Just keep your eyes out. Keep your eyes peeled. And lastly, I want you to find a quiet moment for you. Think of all the things that you have achieved to get to this point. Think about all of your year and all the things that you have learnt, been through, got through. Have a bath or a warm drink or a glass of bubbly or even a shot to celebrate all that you are and all that you will be next year. And everything that you are capable of, just now with a small pinch of extra wisdom. Take that moment and find little moments to slow down, because you need to. You don't need to be on the go all the time. So if you have any Christmas cracker, confidence, challenge, dares that you want to share, please, please message in, because I need to hear all about the funny things that happened over your Christmas period.
Now, we always leave Santa cookies and milk, but I think the house down the road left him a bowl of spicy chili. And we paid the price. The fire was crackling, the embers were red. We were all tucked snug in our feather bed. Then I heard a rumble from up on the roof. Sounded louder than a reindeer hoof. It wasn't a jingle and it wasn't a bell. It was followed closely by a powerful smell. The pressure was building in his big round gut, and the chimney acted like a megaphone. Santa farted down the chimney. Hey! It blew the soot right off the brick. Hey! It wasn't a ho-ho, it was a low-low blow from the backside of St. Nick. The dog passed out and the cat turned green. The worst silent night. And she grabbed her cologne. She said something died inside the danger zone. The living room filled with a foggy haze that put the Christmas tree into a daze. The stockings were hanging, but they curled right up like a wilted flower or a paper cup. Santa shouted down, sorry about that blast. I shouldn't have ate that bean dip quite so fast.
Stop, clap, stop, clap.
Had to rumble the floorboards and rattle the wreath.
It shook the dentist
right out of Grandpa's teeth. He's lactose intolerant, we should have known. Next time, leave that boy a scone. Down, he looked quite pale, holding his belly and gripping the rail. He dropped off the toys and he ran for the door. Said, I gotta find an outhouse, that's for sure. He jumped in the sleigh and he flew out of sight, propelled by the gas into the starry night. If you see a shooting star that's burning blue, it might be Santa passing over you. Santa farted down the chimney.
Hey!
It blew the soot right off the brick.
Hey!
It wasn't a ho-ho, it was a low-low blow from the backside of St. Nick. The dog passed out and the cat turned green. The worst silent night that I ever seen. We wanted presents, but we got a whiff of a North Pole gaseous gift.
Somebody light a match!
No, wait, don't do that. You'll blow us all to kingdom come.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me. Pour out the wine, let's toast and pray for December snow. I know there's been pain this
Well, there were three songs for you there that I hope have cheered you up and made you smile this morning. I don't know what you're up to this morning, whether or not you're getting everything ready, you're doing the last prepping for some Christmas shopping, whether you're wrapping, whether you're chilling out because you've literally done as much as you possibly can, or whether you're just about to rev it up and start everything you need to do because you still have a couple of days left. So really don't stress. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a few top tips for Christmas. I have done the relevant research. So let's have some absolutely brilliant top tips. Here we go, for your sanity. I'm obviously aware that this is something we do every year. We are attuned to Christmas. We know what we're doing. However, sometimes we get so busy, so overwhelmed that we kind of forget the things that we could have done to make it just slightly easier. So before the day, I want you to decide what good enough looks like before it actually starts. So once you hit it, stop trying. Just be who you are. Lower the volume, not the people. So if you are using some of Porky Pig's Christmas songs or whatever you're doing, lower the volume of the music and not the people, because the people will turn down themselves at the same time. Do one thing at a time on purpose. Multitasking on Christmas Day just means dropping stuff really, really loudly. Keep a later pile. So anything that's non-urgent goes there. Ignore it with confidence. Another thing, eat protein early. Stops the sugar crash and the emotional wobble combo. And please don't be making people food when you're hungry yourself, because that would even make a saint rage. Keep the snacks away from the kitchen, because people will be in the kitchen, they'll be in your way, they'll be falling over you and everything will go wrong. So keep the snacks the other side of the house. If you feel overwhelmed, change rooms. New sensory input, nervous system reset, just give yourself a minute. Keep your charger handy, because nobody wants to be trying to take pictures where there's no battery on your phone. Laugh with the mess and not at yourself, okay? And if something's late, narrate it calmly. Food's running behind, but it's coming. Crisis neutralized. Write one list called Not Today. Anything that lands there is officially cancelled, guilt-free. Put the remote somewhere obvious, because everyone's going to sit on it. If emotions spike, hydrate first. Dehydration masquerades as existential despair. And if you're overwhelmed, if you don't want to leave the room, just slow your movements down. Body first and your mind will follow. Don't start deep conversations after 8 p.m. Nothing good happens after 8 p.m. on Christmas, especially deep conversations. For a moment, maybe sit next to the calmest person in the room, because mood is contagious. So remember that, mood is contagious. And if someone is irritating you, lower your expectations, not your engagement. You don't need to fix them, just survive them. Prep an instant survival kit. So small snacks, painkillers, tissues, waters tucked away somewhere that only you know about. An instant lifesaver. Strategically place the chairs. Make sure that everybody is where you need them to be at the right time, and make sure that you yourself or your whomever is able to get to the kitchen as and when needed without the kerfuffle of moving anybody else. It will just stress you out if you don't. And 100%, please celebrate the small wins. Each and every time something goes right, something goes well, or you enjoy yourself, or you're feeling really, really good, remember it, feel it, celebrate it, because these small wins are what make everything worthwhile. Okay, and acknowledge it to yourself, because you've done very well. You're already doing very well. And I believe on the day you will also do an incredible job. And if you are lucky enough to be catered for, please make sure you're helping a hand, and or maybe stay out of the way, maybe keep an eye on the kids, do something useful that maybe doesn't get in their way. But whatever you do, have the best Christmas period you can. Enjoy your betwixtmas, rest, recuperate, take some time for yourselves. And above all, just have fun. We're going to head to some more traditional Christmas music now, led by the legendary Eric Cartman from South Park.
Ed, 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 Oh,
drama on a Sunday morning, exactly what you need. And thank you to Eric Cartman and El Devo for that lovely version of Oh Holy Night. I had a lot of fun doing that, to be honest. I think I might have too much time on my hands. However, it's coming now to the end of the show. I really, really hope that you have an extremely good Christmas period. Here's a little something to you from me. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes on a glow will find it hard to sleep at night. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child he's gonna spy to see if a reindeer really knows how to fly. So now I'm offering this simple phrase from kids, from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. From everyone here at Southern City Radio and the esteemed Scene Show, we wish you the best Christmas. We wish you lots of love, joy, and have confidence. Be confident in yourself. You've got this. Let's say goodbye to 2025 and let's look to a really lovely week with family and friends and loved ones. Merry Christmas, everyone.
So now I'm offering this simple phrase from kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
And remember to love yourself a little, lots.
Outside, the stars are shining bright. Even though it's turned a little colder, we can light a fire, stay inside. Hear the angels sing, hear the angels sing, hallelujah from love. Gather friends and family round the table. Remember those we love.
Happy